And as businesses shut or slow down to try and slow the spread of COVID-19, claims for unemployment benefits are surging. Today, the Labor Department said that claims last week soared to more than 280,000. And Ian Shepherdson, chief economist at Pantheon Macroeconomics, told CNBC this morning that those numbers will go much higher.
The order of magnitude in most states seems to be about 10 times higher than the normal weekly numbers before the crisis. So that means that next week's jobless claims number could jump from 200 and something thousand this week to 2 million next week.
2 million. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, that's quite a prediction. Your thoughts?
I mean, look, Ian is an old friend and an expert at these things, and he knows. And the thing to remember, we'll see tomorrow the unemployment numbers, but the number of people claiming is a different measure than what we normally get from unemployment numbers. We are seeing some places where it is many times higher than we've seen before. Connecticut has seen 30,000 between Friday and Tuesday. They usually have much fewer than that. Kentucky usually gets 2,000 a week, saw 9,000 filed just on Tuesday. Ohio saw 78,000. That's 14 times the previous work's total, which makes sense because there are a lot of factories in Ohio that are shutting down. California, they get 2,000 claims daily typically. They were then at 40,000 and 70,000 yesterday. They got 80,000 claims. So this is the sign of how serious coronavirus is on the economy.
The three largest automakers, Ford Motor, General Motors, and Fiat Chrysler, closed their plants across North America for a week. Nissan and Toyota doing the same. This is going to have an impact on the industry, obviously.
Yeah, so we have two problems going on simultaneously. One is people are closing workplaces so that their workers don't contract coronavirus. But on the other hand, we're seeing this other slowdown, right? People are locked down. They're not working. They're certainly not spending, right? So you're not buying a car unless it's a work vehicle or something that you otherwise needed to buy. So there's the physicality of people not going out and spending money. Then there's the psychology of your 401k having been decimated and everything shutting down. There's nobody in America who was thinking about buying a car who's now saying, well, I'm going to do it this week as a result. So you have a double whammy here. Production is shutting down and consumption is shutting down. That is something we have hardly ever seen before in an economy.
And staying with the unemployment, I just want to ask you about a phrase that I think Americans are going to be getting more familiar with, force majeure. We're hearing that, you know, the Met, for instance, announcing that they've laid off people who were under contract, union members, claiming this force majeure. Explain.
Yeah, so force majeure is a concept, a legal concept, that usually relates to an unforeseen act, usually what they call an act of God, a natural disaster, a hurricane, something that causes you to not be able to fulfill your contractual obligations. The bottom line is, if you have a contract that says you have to do X, it might be a contract with your workers, it might be a contract to provide some service, you invoke force majeure by saying, due to some act, generally what they call an act of God, or some event that was well beyond our ability to foresee, we cannot deliver as expected. Now, it's tricky, and it's legal, and you have to have a good basis for it. And ironically, in much of the stuff that people use might invoke force majeure for, pandemics themselves are not listed because they don't tend to be common occurrences.
Right.
But you are going to see a lot of deals, contracts, relations between employers
and employees.
Leave
it at that, Ali. Thank you.